This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Talks about reviving the 2015 Iran nuclear deal resumed today in Vienna after a five-month break. It's also the first time since a new president took office in Iran. As in the six previous rounds of negotiations, which began in April, the United States is participating indirectly, similar to the 2015 deal, which was known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. Iran will talk directly with the remaining signatories of the 2015 deal, known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, with European diplomats shuttling back and forth to consult with the U.S. side. The United States withdrew from the agreement in 2018 during the administration of President Donald Trump. After that, Iran began stepping away from its commitments. To date, Iran has exceeded its agreed limits on the amount of uranium it stockpiles. Six cases of the new Omicron variant of COVID-19 have been found in Scotland. The Scottish government said Monday it is not yet known where the individuals contracted the virus, but some of the cases may be due to community spread and not direct travel. Hong Kong on Monday confirmed a third case of the Omicron coronavirus variant, although officials said the infections so far have not spread into the community.
That also tells us that our existing system of the designated quarantine hotel is robust and also able to stop any transmission, because we have already identified these cases during our testing within the quarantine period.
That's Sophia Chan, the Hong Kong Secretary of Food and Health. WHO said countries would enhance their surveillance of the virus and accelerate vaccinations, but it cautioned against imposing travel bans, fearing that blocking travel from countries where new variants are first spotted could discourage governments from sharing information. This is VOA News. The United Nations Tourism Agency said today that the coronavirus pandemic will cost the global tourism sector $2.0 trillion in lost revenue in 2021. It called the recovery of the tourism sector fragile and slow. The forecast from the Madrid-based World Tourism Organization comes as Europe is grappling with that surge in infections and the newest COVID-19 variant Omicron spreads across the globe. Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida on Saturday renewed his pledge to consider all options, including acquiring enemy base strike capability, and vowed to create a stronger self-defense force to protect the country amid growing threats from China and North Korea. He made the comments while visiting the Osaka garrison of Japan's ground self-defense force in Saitama today, where he observed military personnel and rode in a tank. Russia said on Monday it had carried out another successful test of its Zircon hypersonic cruise missile as world powers race to develop the advanced weaponry. Russia, the United States, France, and China have all been experimenting with so-called hypersonic glide vehicles defined as reaching speeds of at least Mach 5. According to the Russian ministry, it said the target was hit, describing the test as successful. President Putin revealed the development of the new weapon in a State of the Nation address in February of 2019, saying it could hit targets at sea and on land with a range of 1,000 kilometers and at a speed of Mach 9. Israel's government has approved the immigration of several thousand Ethiopian Jews, some of whom have waited for decades to join their relatives in Israel. Sunday's decision took a step toward resolving an issue that has long complicated relations with the country's Ethiopian community. Some 140,000 Ethiopian Jews live in Israel. The community leaders estimate that roughly 6,000 others remain behind in Ethiopia. U.S. lawmakers have a busy month ahead as they face deadlines for major budget and defense actions, and what Democrats are hoping will be the completion of a $2 trillion collection of health care, climate, and family services programs. The most pressing issue for Congress is funding the federal government. A previous stopgap agreement in late September allowed government agencies to continue operating through December 3rd, but that means by this Friday, there needs to be a new deal in order to avoid a government shutdown. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.